This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Show today is all about you. We're so excited that you're here. Look, your health is your greatest wealth. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. And I think probably, if you don't know it, you probably do know it deep down. Maybe you just haven't been making the right choices, and that's okay. We all make the wrong choices sometimes. But today's time to get back on the horse. It's time to get back on the wagon if you've fallen off. Because remember, your choices determine your health, and it doesn't matter about the past. Okay, that's the good news. Today is a brand new day. You want to focus on today. That's your gift. And always realize that your best days are still ahead. Today we're going to talk about choices, talk about the things that really matter when it comes to your health. It comes down to the basics. And don't forget, on this show also, you can call in. And so the number's always right there. Call us. You can text us. Get on social media. You can DM us. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You know, TikTok, whatever you're into, whatever you want. We're on all the platforms. And we just want to be here for you each and every day. But your choices, and your choices really matter. And when it comes down to our health, it really is great because our body's regenerating every single day. And what that means is that each day old cells are dying off and new cells are forming. So we get a brand new body about every year. Some organ systems take a little bit longer, up to 7 years. But the good news is that, for example, they say, science says that if you were to be smoking for a long time, which a lot of people have, and you decide that you want to quit, you can take an amino acid called L-taurine. Okay, it's always good to use. They found in the research that it helps to rebuild lung tissue. But the body naturally will rebuild the lungs in about a 7 to 8 year period. Now think about that. Let's say you smoke for a long time and just made really bad choices. That's okay. There's a lot of marketing around that for a while. And let's say that you decide to just quit, which I hope you do. And then you decide, hey, you know, I really want my body to regenerate, like Doc says here on the show. Guess what? It will. If you give it time, science has told us and shown us in studies that the body will regenerate. These organ systems, the lungs can regenerate. Now, hopefully, you don't get to the point where there's lung cancer, and that is very high. I mean, lung cancer is the number one cancer there is right now with all the cancers. It goes lung cancer number one, then colon cancer, and then it goes down the line. Okay? So you want to do everything you can to really do what you can to get the body to regenerate. So we see your calls coming in. I'm going to jump to those in just a moment. But that's really what I want to hit on that big time. Your choices matter. And here's the deal. A lot of times we get stuck in what we did in the past, right? But just remember that the past is behind us. And focus on what you can do right now. Because right now is all that matters. Right now is all you have. In the palm of your hand, the greatest gift we were given is the ability to choose. And I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest things we can do every single day to make our health better. So let's jump in and let's go to Cecilia. Hi, Cecilia. Welcome to the show.
According to my time, I don't know what time you come through, but I'm wanting to know, suggest taking coconut oil 2 tablespoons per day, which is quite a lot of oil. It's kind of, it would be icky just to do one after the other. And I don't have any way to cook because I live in an assisted living with only a microwave oven, and that's the only way. So how would he suggest me taking that oil in order to get the amount that he's recommending?
Yeah, so
it's kind of icky just to take 1 tablespoon and then the other, or even to take one alone is bad enough.
Yeah, so when it comes down to the oil, coconut oil is great. And it can be icky. It depends on how you take it. I like to either cook with it or put it in some form of smoothie. Now, I know you got the microwave, and that's like the only thing. But let's get you like one of those bullet blenders. If you get one of those, you can put some protein powder in with some water or some coconut or almond milk, either one. And then also take a tablespoon or teaspoon of coconut oil, put it in there, blend all that together, and it works great. So it's a great way to get your coconut oil in. But, I mean, I'll tell you, the easiest way to do it is to cook with it. Now, if you microwave, let's say that you have vegetables, and which I hope you can get like a hot plate, which would be really better than microwaving all your foods because it's just a lot better for the quality of the food the hot plates are. So if you could possibly get one of those, that'd be great. Probably, you know, in your assisted living that you just plugs in like a microwave and you could just have a little burner there, whatever, to cook with. But if you could do that with coconut oil, it's a lot better. Okay, and remember, coconut oil, grapeseed oil, and real butter are the only oils that don't break down under heat. If you use olive oil or any kind of vegetable oil primarily, they'll break down at a certain level into trans fatty acids. And as you know, that's one of the number one cancer-causing agents that we have. So stay away. I'm not a big fan of vegetable oils as a whole. Cold olive oil, where it's not been heated, is very healthy. But when you start to heat and cook with olive oil, in my opinion, research that I've done and seen, not the best. So with coconut oil, either cook with it, or you can, if you've only got the microwave for right now, then take your food, your vegetables, your chicken, whatever that you put in the microwave, put a spoonful over it, and let it melt as you heat everything up, kind of stir it up, and it kind of dissipates, and you won't really taste it, and it won't have that ickiness like you're talking about, okay? Thanks so much for that call. Now, you can always call, just like she did. Our lines are full right now, and we're going to get to you, so hang tight. But you can always call us and really get down to any kind of question that you have. A lot of people are emailing us in. They're sending their questions in that way, DM, which is a direct message as well. So all of those can be helpful, and you can reach us any way that you want to. Okay. Now, let's talk about blood pressure for just a minute, because it's a question that has been coming in quite a bit, and I just want to address it. Blood pressure is one of those things that you can overcome. So I just want you to realize that. That just because your doctor, remember, your doctor puts you on medications for a reason. Because they can't go home and hang out with you, right? They can't go with you to the grocery store, to the gym. They can't get you out of bed. They can't push you off the couch, right? So they can't get you where they need. They need you to be managed so that they're covered. So that's why medications work so well. They can put you on lisinopril. They can put you on, you know, any of the medications, right? And they know that if you just take that, because of the studies and the research that's been done, that your body will pretty much self-regulate and manage. Now, they're going to tell you that you have to be on this probably the rest of your life. That's only partially true. And the reason they're telling you that is they're basing it on the fact that you don't change anything. Like, you don't lose weight. Do you know that if you lose, in studies, these are studies that have been done, that if you just lose 5 pounds, that it can drop your blood pressure by over 10 points. So it's a big deal. So if you're hanging around 140, 150, and you're trying to get that down, lose the weight. I mean, it's not hard to lose 5 pounds. Anybody and their grandmother or grandfather or great-grandmother can lose 5 pounds. You just have to put in the work. You have to eat the right kind of foods, just like we talk about here on the show. Follow those protocols, and you can do great. It's not that hard. Blood pressure is one of the easiest conditions like diabetes. And I say easy, because it's, even though you cross the line and you have high blood pressure or you have diabetes, they're reversible. Like, we know for a fact. Like, I can sit here and say, you can reverse high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and heart disease. It's been done. You know, it's been done in multiple studies. Matter of fact, Dr. Dean Ornish, a friend of mine, he has done these studies. He's got the whole Ornish method. It's just amazing. The guy has put the work in out in California, and they know for a fact. We're colleagues at the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and the work is amazing that they've done to prove that you can reverse those conditions. So your lifestyle is your medicine. Remember that. No matter what, like your lifestyle, the things you do every single day, the choices you make. So I'm going to give you three things that you can do to lower your blood pressure, bar none, every single time it works, no matter who you are, no matter what the genetics are, whatever. Okay, so here's some things you can do. Number one is start moving. We have proven exercise. Now, I know you're thinking, well, Doc, yeah, okay, I've heard that, but I just don't like it, whatever. Here's my answer to you. If you're over the age of 40, okay, it is a non-negotiable for you to be exercising. Period. Like, here's the bottom line. If you want to be healthy, you're going to do something every single day. Remember, if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing every day. You just eat once a week? Or do you eat every day? Do you sleep once a week? Or do you sleep every day? Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at YouTubeNetwork.com.
So make sure you start to exercise. I don't care what it is. Jump on a mini trampoline. Go walk the golf course instead of getting in the golf cart. Don't be lazy. Do something different. You know, if all the guys are whining with their beer bellies, like, get on, start walking. And you set the example for your guys or gals or your team or whatever. You know, you do something every day. Walk. Whatever you can do. If it's cold, don't come up with excuses. I get that all the time. Well, Doc, it's too cold where I am. It snows all the time. I'm up north in Michigan or in New York upstate or I'm in Minnesota. Okay. They have the Mall of America, biggest mall in America, in Minneapolis. Okay, go to the mall and walk every day. It's warm. They've got the heaters on. You know, you can find these places. So I just want to encourage you to not come up with excuses. Come up with reasons why you can be successful and not reasons why you can't. But exercise is non-negotiable. That's number one. Number two is when you're eating, a plant-based diet has been the most proven to lower blood pressure. And that's in my book. And if you go get my book right there, myfreehealthbook.com, we send it to you for free. It's a total free gift from us to you. But in that, I have a plant-based diet that you can follow. We call it the anti-inflammatory diet. And you can follow that to a T. It gives you all the tools. You can also go to asahealthclub.com. We've got it there as well. So multiple places that you can get that. But a plant-based diet, number two, is vital. Yep, cutting the meat out has been proven. And fish and eggs are what I like to stick with. I do meat every now and then. It's got to be really high quality for me to do that. But just know that a plant-based diet, if you have high blood pressure, will bring it down. It's been proven in all the studies. Okay? Number three. And this is a big one. And I know you're thinking, oh, he's going to say lower the salt. Well, I would say that's number four. Salt's important, but remember that salt can also be important for keeping blood pressure stable. So you don't want to just like totally get rid of all the salt. And the quality of salt that we take in is really, really important. Celtic sea salt with all the 68 plus minerals that come inside the Celtic sea salt, the pink sea salt, is one of the best. And the junk sodium that's in a lot of processed foods, yeah, we need to get rid of that. But the natural sodium that comes with all the minerals is actually beneficial to the body. So keep that in mind, that the third thing is going to be managing stress. It's a big one. And I don't care what you say. If you have high blood pressure, you have stress. Period. Because the bottom line is, it can be emotional stress, internal stress, whatever it is. But there's stress going on that needs to be managed. And a lot of times, it's things that you haven't even thought of. It's a lot of times it's things that have been there and they're suppressed, and it's your subconscious mind that's dealing with it. And if that's the case, okay, that's fine. But you've got to get to a place where you can manage that. It may take counseling. It may take something. But if you're harboring bitterness, or if you're holding on to things, or unforgiveness, or you've lost things, or you've gone through tough times, look, that will always, always, always impact your health. So you've got to come up with a way to manage the stress. And it's not with drugs, it's not with alcohol, it's not with bad habits. So bad habits are not going to help that at all. So you've got to come up with a new game plan that can really, really help. But managing stress, the key for blood pressure, it just is. So you've got to exercise every day, 7 days a week. Don't ever stop. 15 minutes is all you got to do. I don't need 45 minutes. I don't need an hour. You can do this. That's the thing. Is you've got to realize that you can do this. Now, here's the deal. This is for the guys. If you have what we call a spare tire, you know what the spare tire is, guys, right? You've got the big waistline. Remember, your waistline is your lifeline. And if you're over a certain amount of distance around your waist, you're asking for things like metabolic syndrome, and you're asking for blood pressure. That has to come down. When you go on a plant-based diet, guess what? And you exercise on a regular basis every day, guess what's going to start to slim down? The waistline's going to come down. It has to.
Every single person that we've ever worked with clinically, with our health coaches, in our clinics, with our providers, everybody that had put in the work. Now, people that don't and they say they do, that's a different story. But if you put in the work, you can get the results. And what comes down to blood pressure, remember, it's one of those conditions that you really can unravel and get your health back. And it's like that with diabetes, cholesterol. There's several that you really can. I believe these are really not, I don't like to call them diseases. I like to call them health challenges, because health challenges are always something that you can overcome in that process. And, you know, on this show, we want to help you do that. We want to give you the tools. We want to give you the ability to be able to do that. But just remember, your body is amazing. It's regenerating every single day. So each day, old cells die off, new cells form. We get a brand new body about every year. So that's the good news. How many of you know that's good news? It's really good news. Now, I'm about to talk about some things that are going to be really beneficial to you. One of them, I'm not even going to tell you. We're just going to wait till we come back in just a moment. I'm also going to get to the calls. I know you've been waiting for me. So just hang tight, and we'll get to that. But I will tell you this, is that when it comes down to diabetes, there are some keys that need to be followed in an exact manner. And I want to tell you what those are, because blood sugar-related conditions are a big deal. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. I'm so glad you're with us on this show. Look, this show is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. So let's talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about diabetes and give you a couple of tips on that, because diabetes, along with high blood pressure, is one of the number one health challenges that if you've lifestyled your way into it, then you can lifestyle your way out of it. And I'm going to give you a couple of tips on that. But first, I want to go to the phones and talk to Noah. Hi, Noah. Welcome to the show.
I get muscle cramps. The more I use my muscles, they just seem to really cramp up bad. And it's not just a light cramp. I mean, it's really, really bad. And I've taken every kind of magnesium and everything you can think of that anybody's ever mentioned, and I just can't seem to get rid of them. I just have to do extremely light work and not very much of it.
Yeah, so when it comes down to muscle cramps, one of the big things you've got to do, and this is ultra key in this, and this is really, really important, it's dehydration. And dehydration, you may think you're drinking enough water, and if you're taking the magnesium, there's a version you want to take. So let me go through this with you. Using electrolytes in your water is a really, really good key. And it's something that I recommend and always suggest. I do it myself every single day. So it's a multitude of electrolytes, though. It's potassium and sodium and magnesium. It's a lot of that, right? So we lose that when we sweat a lot, if we're outside a lot, if we exercise a lot, we lose those electrolytes. So I would start with your body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you want to do half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. So if you're 200 pounds, you want to drink 100 ounces. That's why I've got my water here. Like, I drink it nonstop. All day long, I've always got water coming in. So 100 ounces a day if you weigh 200 pounds. If you weigh 150 pounds, it's just half of that, and you do 75 ounces. That's all you have to do is put in the right amount of fluid coming in, and 9 times out of 10, the cramps will stop.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. The United States says it will pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making that vow at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia on Friday. Griner facing 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to bringing marijuana cartridges into Russia. Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz spent some time at CPAC in Dallas, Texas on Friday, Cruz promising that his Republican Party will take back power in the November election.
I am spending almost every waking moment crisscrossing this country campaigning for candidates for the Senate, candidates for the House, because we're going to retake our country. We are going to see in November not just a red wave, but a tsunami sweeping this country.
FBI Director Christopher Wray testified on several topics before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. One of the topics discussed heavily was the Hunter Biden investigation. Responding to allegations that the FBI covered up crucial information, Wray said those allegations were deeply troubling. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says that Wray is not taking accountability.
The FBI colluded with the big tech companies, by the way, to try and bury the Hunter Biden story, to try to protect Joe Biden, to try to interfere, frankly, in the reporting about the 2020 election, and it looks like they got by with it, and it looks like nobody's been disciplined and nothing's been done about it. And I tell you what, that is a big, big problem.
Former news anchor Carrie Lake is projected as the winner of Arizona's GOP primary race for governor. Lake will face off against Democrat Katie Hobbs, who's currently Arizona's Secretary of State. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Welcome to the show. This show is about you. It always is. It's about the choices that you're making every single day. It's about your health and it's about your life. Look, your health is your greatest wealth. No matter what you do every single day, your health has to be your top priority. And if you don't think so, just try losing it. The sad thing about it is, what I see and have seen for years in clinical practice and, of course, here on all my shows, is that people don't really get worried about it too much, especially younger people, until you lose something, right? You get diagnosed with high blood pressure, or you get the depression, or diabetes hits you at age 35, and you're like, what in the world is going on, right? So your health is your greatest wealth. If you have your health, you can do so much in life. And so our health is determined by our choices. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. So on this show, we're going to be talking about that. I've got so much to talk about with you today. And people have been calling in. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the phones right now in just a moment. But just know this. Know that whatever you brought here today, wherever you're tuning in from, at whatever point you're tuning in, we're here for you. That's the key. You have a family here, a group of people that want to help you, encourage you, and see you win. To reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what the show is all about. Now, today we're going to be talking about colon. How do I say this in the best way? I can say it in my doctor speak, but we're going to be talking about pooping. How about that? We're going to be talking about how to get your body to make sure that you're doing it the right way, that it's coming out the way it needs to, and that it's happening the way it needs to. Now, look, it's one of those dirty words that nobody wants to talk about. Right? It's the one thing you kind of get a little shy to talk about. Now, some people are proud to talk about it. Some people are really proud of their poop. They take pictures of it. They'll show it to you, you know, the whole nine, right? Maybe it coils. Maybe it comes out, you know, the whole thing, right? People talk about it. So what's healthy? And the reason is, the one thing I always tell people is that you're only as healthy. Remember, we are what we eat, just like Granny taught us. So don't forget that. But you're only as healthy as the food you can eat, digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So your elimination is a real key. Now, people get really concerned about that. If you're constipated, which means that things aren't happening, then that's not a good sign. Now, that could be coming from a lot of things. It could be coming from the fact that you're not drinking enough water and you've got a lot going on there and you're dehydrated. That's a possibility. The other thing is with constipation, it can be mental and emotional. Kids have this happen a lot of times. They're holding on to things, right? Stressed out. They won't poop. So that can be another issue that's causing that little bit of a restriction or hesitation. But as we get older, it could just be something as simple as not enough water, but not enough fiber in our diet. And that's a big one. Fiber is a key that we all have to focus in on. Now, here's a unique study that came out that I think is really, really interesting. And I shifted a lot of things in my own eating habits when I learned this. Is that, so you know that lung cancer is the number one cancer. If you didn't know that, lung cancer is the number one cancer. The number two cancer that we all face and deal with worldwide is colon cancer. And guess what? If your colon is not healthy and it's not getting enough fiber coming in, then it sets yourself up for it. That's why you have to get colonoscopies starting at age. They used to say age 50, but now it's 45. Matter of fact, when I was in medical school and we were doing colonoscopies, and I was working with a gastroenterologist who was just amazing, right? But we were in training. I was doing those, and I'll tell you, it was what I saw even in people's early 50s was amazing. And that was about the time that they moved the average age back to 45. Now, they've always made it 45 if you had a pre-existing family history of something like that. But nonetheless, let's talk about how to have a healthy colon. All right, colon cancer is rampant. It's all over the world, and there's things you can do. When I saw this study, I changed my own eating habits. For every 10 grams of fiber that you eat, you reduce your chance of colon cancer by 10%. So what does that mean? The average of what they recommend in medicine for general health is 30 grams of fiber, 35-ish grams of fiber a day. So 35 grams of fiber a day is what we, you know, what we plan on and everything else. So that's good. But that gives you about a 35% reduction or chance against colon cancer. So what if you bumped it up to 50 or 60 grams of fiber? And you're thinking, man, that's a lot of fiber. Not really. Not if you're eating your vegetables on a regular basis. Not if you're eating salads and broccoli and all that. I eat almost a 16-ounce serving of beans, black beans, kidney beans, any kind of beans, every single day. And you know where I learned that? I learned that from a friend of mine who's an amazing, amazing physician, Dr. Michael Greger. I asked him a question. I said, in your opinion, with all the study that you've done, he's done a lot of study. This guy's brilliant. But he wrote a great book called How Not to Die. It's great. It's so great. But we share a lot of similar philosophies in the plant-based diet. And I asked him a question. I said, what would you say are the three keys
to longevity? If you had to kind of, you know, wipe away all the clutter out there, because the internet and all that's cluttered with all kinds of information, right? One day something's good for you, the next day it's not good for you. I mean, you get it, right? I know you're reading newsletters, watching shows like this, listening to shows like this, and you're like, oh, man, there's so much information. So he told me three things. Beans, and this is what you eat every single day for longevity. Beans, greens, and berries. It's that simple. And so I started doing that on a regular basis. Noticed a massive difference in everything. The way I pooped, in the way my energy levels were. And I was eating things like that because I eat this way all the time. But I was real focused on certain types that I started adding in. And it made a big difference. So why am I telling you that? I'm telling you that for a reason. Fiber is important and we don't get enough. The average American, okay, gets about 10 grams to 20 grams of fiber a day. That's it. And that's why colon cancer rates are so skyrocketing high. So I want to encourage you to look at counting your grams. Yes, 35 grams is the standard. My suggestion for most people, and for myself, this is what I do myself, is 50 grams. I shoot for a benchmark of 50 grams. And if I go over that, great. But I shoot for a benchmark of that. I'm telling you, it's one of the best things you can do for protecting against, and guess what? Protecting against colon cancer, and guess what? Your poop, once you start getting up in that fiber range, it's amazing. So let's talk about poop for a minute. So your poop is really important. Your elimination is really important. The foods that you eat and the way that your microbiome, your flora in your gut, the way that it's set up, if it's healthy and it's got the right kind of bacteria, then your elimination, your pooping is going to be great. If it's not, it's not going to be so great. So there's things like odor. If there's a lot of odor when you go to the bathroom and you poop, that's not a good thing. It should be odorless for the most part. It should be well formed. If it's not, if it's all over the place and not solid, and you know, then that's not a good thing, right? So there's a certain components that your poop needs to be that is a great indicator of how healthy your gut is. Healthy gut is a healthy body, period. I don't care what anybody says. Like, your healthy gut, you should be focused on gut health more than just about anything else. If you can get your gut healthy, everything else in your body is going to be healthy. Because we are what we eat. And you're only as healthy as what you can digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So the foods we've got coming in, all that matters. Remember, the anti-inflammatory-based diet, which I've got in my book, which is free. If you go to the website, we're giving it away to you for free. Go to the website, myfreehealthbook.com, and you can get the book for free. It's hardback. It's a bestseller, and I'm just giving it to people right now. You pay the shipping and handling, whatever that is. But I'm giving the book for free because I care about you. I want to believe in you, and I want you to have at least a starting point and a tool to be able to use like that. But listen, your gut health and your poop and your fiber intake, your colon is an area that we all have to look at, maintain, and really keep check at a high level. Okay, so I want you to focus on that. Remember, your fiber grams, 35 minimum, shoot for 50 as a goal. All right, let's get on to the phones. We are going to go with Mia. Hi, Mia. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling for my 57-year-old daughter who had a mass taken out of her breast. It was 3 centimeters. Non-cancerous, but it did show abnormal cells that had clumped together. It was all the biopsy. There were no cancer, and she had surgery, had it removed, no cancer. The doctor wants to put her on, the oncologist wants to put her on tamoxifen for 3 years to reduce her estrogen production. She's had blood work done. She's through menopause. And I was just wondering if there's something natural she could take or something she could do besides going on this medication.
I want to welcome to the show Lynette. Lynette is an amazing story with Keto Chow. Lynette has lost almost 140 plus pounds using Keto Chow. It just absolutely blows my mind. I cannot wait to hear her story. I want to welcome her to the show. Hi, Lynette.
Hi.
So glad you're with us. So tell us a little bit about your journey and using Keto Chow, because there's a lot of different ways to do keto, right? So we know that. And Keto Chow, their whole thing is that they make keto easy. And I think for the busy person, for the mom, for anyone that really struggles with doing keto and not having the time to prepare, you know, all the meals that a lot of times it tends to require to make things taste good, how did you get started with Keto Chow? And tell us a little bit about your journey.
Oh, that's a great question. So my doctor put me on keto about 3 years ago, and I am a busy mom. I fall into that category. And so I was always running kids' places, don't have much time to cook. And I had a neighbor move next door. My new neighbor actually introduced me to Keto Chow. Once I tried it, I was actually hooked. It was amazing. It was quick and easy. It tastes great. It's really filling. And so it was great for me to be able to make it and have them in the fridge and grab them on the go. I could take them when I took my kids to lessons or to soccer games, volleyball games. So they really worked out great for me. They really helped me on my journey. So I really credit Keto Chow for helping me with my success.
So, Lynette, I want to thank you for being with us. Thank you for being on the show. I'm so encouraged by your life and your passion for living a life that, you know, whether it was keto or not, to make the choices and the changes that were necessary to get your health back for yourself and for your family. And I love that you found a company that I believe in so much, Keto Chow. They're great people, great product, and of course, it's a great supplement and food for your everyday life to make it easy. It makes keto easy. That's what Keto Chow says. So it's great. So Lynette, thanks so much for being with us, and we wish you all the best.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Everybody's got stuff. I can give you 101 reasons why I can't. But my brain, I have conditioned every single day to come up with reasons why I can't. Why I can go to the gym. Why I can get up 30 minutes earlier. Why I can, even though I've got 1,800 things to do today, why I can still get to the gym. I can't. So I've got 3 sayings that I use every single day, and I don't waver from these. And when that stupid voice in my head starts to tell me that you can't, the reasons why you can't, I say 3 things. Number 1 is I can, I will, and I must. Those are my 3 phrases. No matter what, when it comes down to my goals, things I have to do, I can, I will, I must. That's the key. So I want to encourage you to have your system when it comes to stress management. You know, have your system of what you do and what you're going to do when it comes to managing that stress. It's a big deal. You know, 9 times out of 10, if you'll just focus, you can do really, really well with that. Okay? Let's go to Lucas on the phone. Hi, Lucas. Welcome to the show.
I'll be 80 years old in 6 months. I got a couple of issues of prostate enlarged, which you may have heard of the new way that you can not be urinating all the time. It's called Urolift. They put it like a plastic fork into your prostate that opens up and lets the urethra to have some looseness, so you'll be able to urinate with a longer into your bladder. I take about 21 vitamins or more. I do take prescription for high blood pressure, mm-hmm. and I had a heart stent in August, but I'm getting along better. But I would like to know, but I'm getting some water retention and swelling in my ankles, which I'm taking B6, mm-hmm. but they said that I got some dandelion, and I'm taking a blood thinner, so that you shouldn't take the dandelions because it makes you clot in the blood thinner, so you don't clot. So could you give me some information? Now I need to get rid of this bile like that.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I tell you, they all kind of go hand in hand. I mean, what you have going on is very typical, and you see it together quite a bit. The prostate, that procedure is really, really good, and a lot of guys get great results from it. It's a good procedure. If you haven't looked at supporting the prostate for a couple of ways, number 1 is to look at
at progesterone. I would encourage you to get a blood test done with your doctor. Have them check your progesterone levels. A lot of times, as we age, estrogen goes up and progesterone goes down. When that happens, it causes major issues with the prostate, and that can cause the prostate to swell. It's something that's not looked at a lot. So I would ask them to do those two things. Check your progesterone levels. The other thing, before you get the procedure done, the other thing is to look at things like pumpkin seed oil, saw palmetto, and zinc. Zinc is a high deficiency that people have when they have swollen prostates. And most men don't get enough zinc. Like, we just don't. So getting enough zinc in your diet is going to be really, really important. I would check your zinc levels and make sure they're not just, for some reason, too low. So I would get all of that checked out. Now, the other thing that's really important in this, with the blood pressure and the swelling and the fluids and the kidneys, I would get started. I mean, it's so important for your eating habit. Look into a plant-based diet. I would encourage you to look at that. Plant-based diet, anti-inflammatory-based diet. Your food is your medicine more than anything else. It really is it's the gold star and the factor that really can come in and make such a shift in your life and in your body. It's not just a pill or a supplement. Like, it really is the foods that you're eating every single day. That's what matters more than anything when it comes down to this. So I would encourage you to look at that. And look into things like, I mean, I know you're talking about dandelion and these kind of things, but look into getting enough water every single day, making sure that you're drinking enough fluids every single day. Half your body weight in ounces of water. Provided there's no kidney issue, that's okay. And looking at things like there's arginine and citrulline together that makes nitric oxide, okay? These are two amino acids. A lot of people have different formulas. You can go to our website. We've got a whole formula there that helps to support this nitric oxide, which we know lowers blood pressure. I mean, there was a Nobel Peace Prize won for that research because of that. So we know there's things out there that does it, but I'm telling you, your exercise, your eating habits, your lifestyle habits, that all matters. That prostate thing you've got going on, I would get that looked at and make sure that it's not something else underlying. It's not. I realize that age plays a factor, but many, many times it is also nutritional deficiencies. As a matter of fact, there have been some experts in the past, present and future, that say that nutritional deficiencies are the root cause of most every health challenge that we face today. Remember, if the body's not getting something that it needs, then it begins to break down. And when it begins to break down, that is the thing we have to really watch out for. And the body breaking down, all you got to do is intercept that. And you can give the body back what it needs by foods, by putting the right things in. And guess what? The body responds no matter what you are. 8 years old or 80 years young, your body is amazing. Look, this is always about you. This show is always about you. It's about you making the right kind of choices every single day. I want to see you win more than anything else. Look, you have a potential on the inside. And every choice that you make every single day helps you either get closer to that or further away from that. And I know that you can reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what this show is all about. It's really not hard. Once you start switching over into that world, it actually is great. The digestive system works like a champ, and the body starts to work better. But the research is very, very strong, so I would look into that. There's great resources. If you go to our website, I've got resources. Our health coaches are always there to help you and encourage you and show you the way. But I would look that direction. So remember this. It's not about the magic pill, the magic, you know, root bark that they found in the South Africa that's supposed to cure everything. Look, there's some different elements out there that can help and be supportive. But it's the things that you do every single day. It's your eating habits. It's stress management. It's getting enough rest and sleep. You with me? It's those things that add up in this huge health account, like a bank account, that we have that can make the biggest difference. And I know this. I know this by you just sending the email in, that your mom has got one of the greatest cheerleaders by our side. And I thank you for sending that, because I know it's going to help her and many others.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX Audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.